Person wants the largest breakthrough tonight, shout it loud, hallelujah. If you are confident that every boasting Goliath shall be disgraced tonight, shout it loudest,
hallelujah.
How if you know that at the Manna Water program of tonight, your story shall change. Shout the loudest, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sing this song loud and clear. Oh, Holy Ghost,
My life has been To do here tonight and wish you would do here tonight. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that by your mercy and by your grace that there must be no one in the manna water meeting of tonight that will go home empty-handed in the name of Jesus. Especially open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. And I want to plead with you to listen carefully to this deep deliverance message.
oro itusile to jinle yi.
After this deep deliverance message,
leyin oro to jinle ti itusile yi,
then some deep prayers will start.
Awon adura to jinle kan yo wa bere.
And as a result of those deep prayers,
latari awon adura to jinle na,
a lot of destinies shall be repositioned.
Opolopo ayomo ni o gba tuto.
Some have been crying, when will my change come?
Awon to tin ke pe lojo wo ni ayipada mi yo de.
As a result of this,
latari re,
their changes will come.
Awon ayipada na yo de.
Is what is known as
ohun la mo si
dealing with introject.
Idojuko awon nkan ti won gbin sinu ara.
Dealing with introject.
Idojuko awon nkan ti won gbin sinu ara.
Dealing with introject.
Idojuko awon nkan ti won gbin sinu ara.
You will do well to listen carefully.
Yo dara te ba tenti bele je gbo mi o.
In Matthew chapter 15.
Matthew ori karundi ni ogun.
Verse 13.
Ese eketala.
A lot of things were grouped under a particular brand in that place.
Opolopo nkan la kojopo sabe akori kan ninu ese na.
Matthew chapter 15.
Matthew ori karundi ni ogun.
Verse 13.
Ese eketala.
Matthew 15:13.
Matthew ori karundi ni ogun ese eketala.
Fear dear, say yes.
Anybody will be a good baby.
Matthew 15:13. But he answered and said,
O sit down, O we from away.
Every plant. Can I hear you say that one?
It will be a king.
Can you shout it louder than your neighbor? Every plant which my Heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up.
Alpha to Kuro.
Meaning that,
Otumasi,
I hope you know very quickly. This is not referring to cassava,
Ishepaki,
timber,
Gedru,
maize,
Agado.
No.
Lonso.
It's much more serious than that.
Ojubelo.
Meaning that there are some plantations planted by God, watered by God, prospered by God. The other way, there are some plantations. It is not God that planted them there. The enemy hath done this. It is unto those plantations under that general banner.
Labe akori apapo,
you find this word introject.
Leotiri awon kan ti won gbin sinu ara.
It was 1990.
Lodo 1990.
At Mountain of Fire, Old Jabba Road.
Le ori oke na ti se yanu ni Old Jabba Road.
A woman was in the meeting.
Obirin kan wa si pade lojo na.
And some serious prayers were going on.
Awon adura to gbona jojo si nlo lowo.
The kind of serious prayers we have to pray here tonight.
Iru awon adura to gbona ta ni lati gba bi
lajale. Serious prayers were going on.
Awon adura to gbona nlo lowo.
And the message that day,
iwasu ojo yen,
I remember it very well.
Mo no ti re dada.
It's called Strangers in Hiding.
Ni awon alejo to farasin.
Strangers in Hiding.
Awon alejo to farasin.
Or didn't the Bible say?
Bibeli sa wi pe,
as soon as the ear of me
bi
shall obey, strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall flee out of their close places. Close places. They are hiding there, pretending as if they are not there. But they are strangers. This introject also falls under the banner of strangers. They are called strangers because they are not supposed to be there. They found their way there. I decree by the decree of heaven
that
any stranger hiding in the body of anyone here, whether conscious or unconscious, I bind them and cast them out in the name of Jesus. Light your amen, rule like thunder. Yes, that was the message.
And
this woman came to the meeting with huge breasts and terrible pain in those breasts. She has done all tests, no cancer, no nothing, breast okay, but it was swelling up and it was paining
her.
Every day it got bigger. And she kept changing sizes of her bra. She came to that meeting. Laid hands on her breast. And prayed. One of the prayers we're going to pray just now. As the prayers went on, she noticed something sharp was pinching her hand. After some time, the pinch became painful. Then she looked at her hand. Something has punched her hand a little bit. Like pin. And because I was saying, all eyes closed. Don't open your eyes. So she did not bother to open the eyes. She now held this thing that was coming out of the breast. And was pulling it out. Prayers were going on. Pursuing it out. By the time we finish the prayer, shall pull up a long needle. This mystery. There is no mark that it came out. You would have expected blood. But there was no blood. Pull out.
And
instantly, the two breasts went down to the normal size. And we collected the needle from her. And destroyed the needle. That needle is an introject. Introject. It was the early 80s. Very early 80s. In a crusade. Right there, over at Yaba there. This man was brought in a wheelchair. All medical diagnosis shows that she was perfect. But he was on the wheelchair. He could not walk. Prayer started. The same kind of prayer was going to start now. All of a sudden, she had pin on her head, on his head. The pin on his head. That sand, pin on his head. He took his hand to his head. He found that something was coming out. So
he
began to pull. Until he pulled something out that looked like a ruler. The ruler was taller than him. Immediately he pulled it out. He jumped up from that wheelchair. That ruler-like object is an introject. We were in our church in Jos many years ago. Again, this kind of prayer started. All of a sudden, a woman screamed, "My tummy. My tummy. My tummy. My tummy." Before you could say Jesus is Lord, something had fallen out of her. It was catfish in blood. And it was moving about. The ushers ran away. A woman that delivered the fish inside the church. But that was the end of the trouble of her life. I'm praying for anybody here tonight. Anything they have planted, you probably don't even know that is there. But it's an evil plantation. It's a deposit of darkness. I uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Let the amen roar like fire. Amen. Amen. Are you following me? Those are introjects. Serious introjects. And I've shared with you here before. A woman that was pregnant for 3 years. After prayer, she first of all delivered a nylon bag. Then the baby. That nylon bag is an introject. Here comes a big mystery that beats the imagination of many people. How did the nylon get inside? How did the ruler get inside the body? How did the pin get inside the breast? The same way that these occultic people, they put snake inside bottle. A man had brought a bottle of concoction to me before. And inside that bottle was a cobra snake. Huge cobra snake. The question is, with that narrow mouth of the bottle, how did that serpent get inside? Many of you here, you must have seen some magic items where somebody put almost 7 candles tied together inside a bottle. How did 7 candles tied together enter that narrow mouth that a single candle cannot even enter?
She wore inu igo ti enu re ri fotoro to je pe abela kan lasan go le gba.
The same satanic technology.
Imagine satanic kan
that brings the serpent inside the bottle, that brings the candle inside the bottle.
To mu ejo wonu go, to mu abela wonu go.
Is the same satanic technology that puts these materials of pin, ruler into the body.
Imagine ohun kan na lo fi abere ruler ati awon kan be be sinu ara awon
eniyan. This is beyond the science we are studying in school.
Eleyi ju imagine science ta nka nile iwe
lo. It's beyond a degree in science.
O jo keyan keko gboye ninu science.
There is something
ohun kan wa
they call materialization
ti won pe ni ifarawon
and dematerialization.
Ati pipora
materialization
fifarawon
dematerialization.
Ati pipora
when the wicked want to put an object to somebody's body,
nigbati awon eka ba fe fi nkan pamo si yan lada,
they first of all dematerialize it.
Won koko je ko pora.
It's a material but they dematerialize
nkan ni sugbon won a je ko pora.
Then they now put it inside the person.
Won wa fi sinu ara eniyan.
When it gets inside the person by whatever method,
nigbati o ba wo nu eniyan ton pelu ona yowu ti won fi ri
pe wole, materialize it.
Won wa je ko tun fara won.
It then begins to do the evil work is supposed to do inside. These are what is known as introjects. If it enters into your head, you will not enjoy that head again.
If it enters
into the heart, you will enjoy that heart.
If it
enters into your leg, the leg will be in trouble. If it enters into the womb, there is a lot of problem. But then the tragedy, a lot of people go about with these kind of things without knowing. That is why the Bible says they are strangers in close places.
Because
they don't want you to know they are there. Until one day they come up during your unguarded hour, finish off the person. I'm praying for someone here. I don't know who you are. Anything the enemy has planted into your body in the past, in order to ruin your future, I bury them now in the name of Jesus. I bury them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fall the man. introjects.
Àwọn ohun tí wọ́n pè sínú ara.
Ah.
Wọ́n jẹ́.
Materials from darkness.
Àwọn ẹrù òkùnkùn.
Program into somebody else's body.
Tí wọ́n ṣètò rẹ̀ sínú ara ẹlòmíràn.
Introjects.
Àwọn ohun tí wọ́n pè sínú ara.
Are plantations of darkness.
Wọ́n jẹ́ irúgbìn òkùnkùn.
That has been introduced.
Tí wọ́n mú wọ.
Into a life to derail that life.
Inú ayé ènìyàn láti ṣí ayé yẹn lọ́nà.
Introjects.
Àwọn ohun tí wọ́n pè sínú ara.
Are generally inanimate objects or spiritual entity.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọgbà wọ́n máa ń jẹ́ àwọn nǹkan tí ò lẹ́mí tàbí àwọn ẹ̀dá tẹ̀mí.
That is incorporated into somebody's life.
Tí wọ́n fi sínú ayé ènìyàn.
For a specific purpose.
Láti ṣe iṣẹ́ kan pàtó.
This introject is a satanic phenomenon.
Àwọn nǹkan tí wọ́n pè sínú ara yìí wọ́n jẹ́ iṣẹ́ sátánì.
But there is another phenomenon again.
Ṣùgbọ́n iṣẹ́ mìíràn tún wà.
Which I must try and explain.
Tí mo gbọ́dọ̀ gbìyànjú láti ṣàlàyé.
There is something called astral travel.
Ohun kan wà tá ń pè ní rírìn ìrìn àjò jáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara.
Some people consciously separate their spirit man from their body and go and start harming other people around.
Àwọn ènìyàn kan wọ́n á dìídì mú kí ẹ̀mí wọn jáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara wọn. Wọ́n wá máa káàkiri láti ṣe àwọn ẹlòmíràn níbi.
Many of the spirit husband that people talk about is from astral travel by other wicked spirits.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ọkọ ọ̀run táwọn ènìyàn máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀ jí rírin ìrìn àjò jáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara látọwọ́ àwọn ẹni tó ní ẹ̀mí búburú ni.
This conscious separation of the spirit from the body to travel out is called astral travel.
Dídìídì jáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara láti lọ ṣe iṣẹ́ ibi òun là ń pè ní rírin àjò jáde kúrò nínú ara.
Witches practice astral travel, they go out of their body.
Àwọn àjẹ́ wọn ń ṣe iṣẹ́ yìí wọ́n máa ń kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara wọn.
And when they go out as a covenant position they stay.
Tí wọ́n bá sì ń jáde lọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ní ipò májẹ̀mú tí wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ wà.
And sometimes to shift it is a problem.
Nígbà mìíràn láti yí padà ó máa ń jẹ́ ìṣòro fún wọn.
Another kind of introject.
Irú gbígbé nǹkan sínú ara
òmíràn. It's an astral projection into somebody else's body.
Òun ni jíjáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara tẹnìkan láti wọnú àgọ́ ara ẹlòmíì.
They invade the spirit of the person.
Wọ́n á yalu ẹ̀mí onítọ̀hún.
And that's why you find somebody who was behaving normally before.
Ìdí ni ẹ̀tẹ́ fi lè rí ẹnìkan tó ń hùwà dáadáa tẹ́lẹ̀.
Now behaving abnormally.
Tí ó wà bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣíwà wù.
Talking out of sense.
Yóò máa sọ̀rọ̀. Tí ò mọ̀gbọ́n wá.
Doing rubbish.
Yóò máa ṣe játijàti.
And that's why deliverance minister sometimes say.
Ìdí nìyẹn táwọn oníṣẹ́ ìtúsílẹ̀ fi máa ń wí pé.
You that spirit keep quiet.
Ìwọ ẹ̀mí yẹn padú mọ́.
I don't want to talk to you.
Mi ò fẹ́ bá ọ sọ̀rọ̀.
I want to talk to the real Sunday.
Sunday gangan ni mo fẹ́ bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Because he's praying for Sunday and something else is talking.
Nítorí ó ń gbàdúrà fún Sunday ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan mìíràn ń sọ̀rọ̀.
Say you that spirit keep quiet.
Ìwọ ẹ̀mí yẹn padú mọ́.
Let me talk to Sunday.
Sunday ni mo fẹ́ bá gbólóhùn.
Because that spirit has entered into him to suppress his spirit man.
Nítorí ẹ̀mí yẹn ti wọnú rẹ̀ láti tẹrí ẹni ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ bá.
Satanic introjects.
Àwọn ohun àfipamọ́ sínú àgọ́ ara ti Sátani.
We always seek to enter through the unsanctified rooms in our life.
Wọ́n á máa wá ààyè àti wọlé nípa lílo àwọn yàrá tá ò tí ì yà sí mímọ́ nínú ayé wa.
That is those parts of your life you refuse to completely hand over to Jesus.
Èyí ni àwọn agbègbè ayé rẹ tó kọ̀ tó juwọ́ jùsẹ̀ sílẹ̀ fún Jésù.
They will be coming into that place.
Wọ́n á máa gba àwọn ibẹ̀ yẹn wọlé.
To worsen the situation.
Láti wá bá ọ̀rọ̀ ọ̀hún lójú jẹ́ gan.
Introjects can be programmed into sperms, it can be programmed into the woman's egg to cause more trouble.
Wọ́n lè fi àwọn irúgbìn sátánì wọ̀nyí wọ́n lè fi pamọ́ sínú àtọ̀ ọkùnrin wọ́n lè fi pamọ́ sínú ilé ọmọ láti dá wàhálà tó pọ̀ sílẹ̀.
And then there will be serious crisis.
Wàhálà àti rògbòdìyàn ńlá á wá bẹ̀rẹ̀.
It's important.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì.
To cast these things out.
Láti lé àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí jáde.
Pins.
Abẹ́rẹ́.
Needles.
Okini.
Serpents.
Ejò.
Spiders,
alantakun,
scorpions,
akeke,
tortoises,
ijapa,
snails,
igbe.
All those things can be put in the person's body.
Gbogbo nkan wonyen no le gbe sinu ara eniyan.
But the one they find easy to use most is the serpent.
Igbe to rorun fun won lati lo julo ni ejo.
Scratches on the body when some people wake up.
Nígbà tẹ́lẹ̀ òmíràn bá jí láti ojú oorun tí yóò rí àpá lára rẹ̀.
It's due to the fact that somebody wants to put introjection then they were resisting them.
Ó máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nítorí pé ẹnìkan fẹ́ tì nǹkan bọ̀ wọ́n lára ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ń jìjà kadì.
Then during full moon.
Nígbà tí oòrùn bá wá tí òṣùpá bá lé.
There will be a lot of intricate activities going on.
Opolopo ise fifi nkan pamo si awon eyan lara o ma nsele.
And this is what we need to deal with here today. That's why I say you should listen to me very carefully. There are many methods by which introjects enter. I'm going to try and deal with one tonight because of our time. If the Lord permits again, we'll go back to the same topic. There is a department known as bewitchment catering in the spirit realm. Bewitchment catering. Their work is to serve polluted food to people to cause problems. The Lord has his table and the devil to has his own table. You can feed from the table of God. After all, the Bible said that prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's the table of God. But 1 Corinthians 10 tells us about the table of the devil. Have you ever wondered that who feeds on those sacrifices that are left on the crossroads? The devils. Some will come. They will cook bags and bags and bags and bags and bags of beans, maize, all kinds of things in the house. Some will give it out free. And if you have long throat, you are the glutinous type, you'll be eating it. You could see some market people, some caterers, they will cook. You did not have to be hungry to come and eat it. Thousands will be eating there on credit when their money has finished. They cook in such a way that it's difficult passing through the place and smelling the food and not go inside. Many will use the last bit of their meager salary to just buy that food. Even highest educated people will stop there to eat. There was a case like this. The woman says,
two.
Everybody goes there. Everybody goes there. Even if they've eaten at home, they will still go and buy it. But after some time, some people with spiritual intelligence began to notice that the highest educated of that woman's children stop at primary 3. And so, as many as are eating, they are getting introduced planted into their lives by which their strength, their wealth, everything is being siphoned. Some restaurants that we have around should actually change their names to prayer killers or spiritual fire extinguishers. Some of those places. And many Christians go there to eat. Sometimes fast food is fast death. There's a brother who went to eat somewhere on the streets. And as they served him food, he He saw it for the first time. Normally, when he goes there to buy food, he doesn't pray.
Fún ìgbà àkọ́kọ́ nítorí pé lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà tó bá lọ bẹ̀ láti jẹun kì í gbàdúrà.
You just be swallowing the way the people are swallowing their amala there.
Yóò kàn máa gbé sọ fún bí àwọn yòókù ṣe ń sọ òkèlè amala
ọ̀tọ̀ tó ti wọ́n náà. Putting the thing in their mouth, it will be eaten.
Òun náà yóò máa kó gìrìgìrì bo amala.
For the first time.
Fún ìgbà àkọ́kọ́.
He too had attacked the amala.
Òun náà ti kọlu amala yẹn.
But he removed his hand.
Ṣùgbọ́n yọwọ́.
And prayed.
And
immediately after prayer, he saw a long broomstick inside the stew. He didn't see it before the prayer.
It
was then he saw it. He felt sorry for himself. Because he traveled almost 15 kilometers to get to this canteen.
Lati wa jeun ni bukaye.
So if you are here tonight,
ma binu to ba wa bi o,
your throat,
ti ofun re
is attached
to somo
to mama Suleiman somewhere.
Iya Sule ibi kan,
baba something that says suya,
baba kini kan to nta sire,
mama something that says mama,
abi iya kini kan to nta ole,
this and your throat
ofun re
craves for it.
O npo ngbe fun.
Don't deceive yourself.
Ma ton la re jeun
where you are sitting.
Ibi to joko
already.
Lowo lowo,
introject is in your body.
Afi pamo o ti wa lara re.
And you need to pray.
O si nilo lati gbadura.
One man so went to a restaurant to eat.
Okunrin kan na ba lo le ounje kan lati jeun.
He wanted to go and ease himself.
O fe lo gbonse.
But he mistakenly now enter into the wrong room instead of the toilet.
Igbon wa sesi wo yara ti o ye ko wo. O le ro pe ile gbonse niyan.
He almost fainted.
O fere daku.
He saw one of the cooks
ori okan ninu awon alase
washing a private part into the egusi soup
to nfo oju ara re sinu obe egusi.
He had already eaten half of his own.
O ti je idaji ninu itora.
What could he do now?
Kini ko wa se
bayi? He stuck his finger into his throat.
O ti ka bo ofu
to vomit.
Ko ba le bi.
Vomit did not come out.
Ebi ko iyan o wa.
The effect of this evil consumption has planted so much evil plantation into people's lives. God hates us eating food sacrificed to idol. Daniel refused the official food of Babylon. Daniel regarded that food as defilement.
Daniel kaunje o si idibaje.
Said that he might not defile himself from with the food from the kings.
Konkuma ba bara onje pelu onje latori tabili oba.
The food from that palace will have weakened their prayer life.
Onje lati afiyen ko ba ti so igbe aye adura won da lai lagara.
Because Nebuchadnezzar was an occultic king.
Nitori Nebuchadnezzar oba elemi okuku ni.
I have seen somebody confessing to us here.
Mo ti ri enikan to nka fun wa nibi.
And I sent the person to pray city for deliverance.
Mo si ran lo si lu adura ko lo setu sile.
That he was the one selling water.
Pe ohun lo won ta omi.
Water they used to work corpses in the mortuary.
Ti won fi fo oku ni Iteku.
To those who sell food.
Fawon olonje.
So they can be hiding that mortuary water, the corpse's water to the food.
Ki won ba le ma ta omi ti won fi we oku.
So that once you taste that food,
debi pe to ba ti le to onje won wo.
The craving will never leave your throat.
Ofun re yo ma bere fun ni gbogbo gba ni.
And you will always be going there.
O si ma pada lobe.
Always be going there.
O ma pada lobe.
Always be going there.
O ma pada lobe.
This is a serious matter.
Oro to le ni oro yi.
And it has caught so many people.
O si ti ha opolopo eniyan
mo. Many have been eating from the table of the devil.
Opolopo lo tin jeun latori tabili esu.
And that has planted introjection into their body.
Ile si ti gbin awon afipamo sinu agbo ara
won. So one way by which introjects come into the body.
Ona kan nipa eyi ti awon afipamo yi fi n
consumption of demonically polluted food.
Oni jije awon onje ti won ti fi agbara emi esu ko adaluba.
Dream feeding.
Fifun yan lo nje oju ala.
Feeding people in dream.
Fifun yan lo nje je loju ala.
That causes weakness and paralyzes prayer life.
Eleya ma fa ilagbara asi mu ki igbe aye adura eyan ko di alailagbara.
Going to evil parties where there is witchcraft distribution of food.
Lilo si awon party buburu ni bi tawon aje tin pin onje.
And you are just eating it.
Oh, cinema, welcome, Jenny.
You don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, my beauty, what?
Satanic birthday parties.
I want a job. He told me, Missy, issue.
Somebody is 60 years old. He said he's 40.
And he got it. Pay or got out. Oh, no, good. You do
consumption of materials from witch doctors' arsenal.
DJ. I want con latte or door. I want down she
drinking some concoction soup that has already been prepared in the house of the witch doctor will bring intruders into your body. Drinking leftover of libations poured will bring intruders into your body.
Memu oti ti wanti tanu resile yofa afipamo wonu are inyo.
If you are Igbo speaking today, you come from that area. And they have been breaking kola nuts. You have been eating the kola nuts. Eating the kola nuts. Don't deceive yourself. That is introject in your body right now.
Oba wa lati le ibo ti won ti nse obisi meji to je gbogbo gba lo ma ngba to nje afi pamo ti wa nu ara.
All the alligator paper that people take as usual is introject.
Gbogbo awon atare ta mo eyan nje ni gbogbo gba yen afi pamo ni.
All these materials people prepare.
So
we want to remember somebody who died 40 days ago.
So you
prepare puff puff. Buns.
What the buns?
Masa.
What the masa?
And then you go and throw some in the cemetery. And then you distribute the others. And you are swallowing it. God have mercy. There is a woman in your house. She cooks beans every Friday for her twins.
Friday, lo man se wa fun won beji re.
And you are always buying bread to eat it.
Wo o wa lo so do awon oni bread agege lati fi je.
Trouble.
Wahala.
Planting intruders into your own body.
O gbe afipamo sinu ara re.
Tonight.
Ashale.
It's a night of violence.
Asale pani.
Where you challenge your body.
To pe agbara re nija.
To reject what God did not plant inside of it.
Lati ko ohun ti Olorun o gbe sinu ara re.
Doctors may have different names of those introjects.
Awon nisegun oyinbo le pe awon nkan won yen lorisirisi oruko o.
But the name the Bible gives to it.
Sugbo oruko ti Bible pe
every plant.
Gbogbo igi
that the Father
ti baba mi
has not planted.
Gbogbo.
The name the Bible calls
this
strangers
ajeji
must fade away.
Mo godo jade.
Rise to your feet now.
Edide duro bayi.
Rise to your feet now.
Edide duro bayi.
The first thing to do right there where you are.
Ohun akoko to se ni bi to wa ye.
So confess your sins to the Lord.
Iko je wa awon esere fun Oluwa.
And ask him to forgive you.
Of
any sin that will keep any evil material in place today, that the Lord should forgive you. That no introject must go home with you. It is compulsory that they must go back to their senders. They must be completely uprooted. They must be completely uprooted. Thank you,
Jesus.
Bow down your heads. Ask him to forgive you.
Oh, Nikki, Olorun, ko darijo.
Amen.
Amen.
Very quickly. As we prepare ourselves for this prayer. With these warfare songs. Bring out your tithes and your offering very quickly. Father, we thank you for the tithes and the offering. A good measure press down falling over. Let it be the lot of your children. Lay your hands upon us. Bless us to a mighty degree. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. As we sing this warfare song, quickly give your thanks and your offering for this meeting. Before we now go into our prayers. Hallelujah. Can you jump on your feet and shout fire? How many people are ready to be delivered tonight? Jump on your feet, shout fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, oh Lord, by your power, by your fire. Deliver me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Deliver me,
deliver me, deliver me, oh Lord.
Your hands, come on.
By your fire, by your power, deliver me, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus, deliver me,
deliver me,
deliver me, oh Lord.
By your power, by your fire, deliver me, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
deliver me.
Your hands, your hands.
Deliver me, oh Lord, by your power, deliver me, oh Lord,
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 deliver me, oh Lord.
Get yourself ready now.
Everyone has seen it, bye.
You will sing this song with fire and with power. Before we go into the first prayer point, never let anybody's voice be louder than yours. If we plantations come out now in Jesus' name. If we plantations come out now in Jesus' name. If we plantations come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Introjects vanished. And people were delivered. It's important that nobody's voice be louder than yours. It's important that you don't stand still. His space permits you where you are, move about. Or move up and down. If there is no room to move up and down, be marching. Be mobile. Don't be stationary. Strangers in my body, come out in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to command them to go. This is not a night to negotiate. This is not a night to negotiate at all. Strangers in my body. Out. Yes, there's the power of God. Masateli kaya bo shente raba. Manakantenda rabo sepola kaya bo shente. Yes, there must be no negotiation. No negotiation at all. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you. Yes. I'm going to count seven from here now. And the intruders of darkness, they are going to start fleeing from the hiding place. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Yes, you can't hide. You cannot hide. The introject in the bone. In the bone. In the womb. In the head. It's coming out. That's the power of God coming up. Say every power. Hiding materials in my body.
Something come
in the
name of Jesus,
your Luca Jesu.
Yes. Yes. Be released. 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 Be released.
Mashaka se penda kaya moshente la basanta.
Ribo se penda kaya moshente la ba. Makantanda la basantonde kaya moshente. Ribos upon the Kayabo Shanta Ribos Apianica.
Aha,
then open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Let her go. Let her go. Let him go. Let her go. The serpent in the body.
It's
coming out. Coming out. In the name of Jesus. My captain, they have a shield. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards his altar.
No. A word to see what you pray.
Aha.
Then
stretch it towards his altar.
No. See what you pray.
Father.
Baba,
let your power as of old enter into every hand stretch here. Let this hand become the hands of healing, the hands of breakthrough, the hands of fire, the hands of power, in the name of
Jesus.
Now anywhere you know you have trouble in your body, smite it 40 times shouting, come out in the name of Jesus. Let's go. Marebo Sata De Katende Kayabo Shanda. Open your mouth and decree. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Lagbadura.
Aha.
Very.
Let's check your body now.
Yeah, go out there, will buy.
Check it very, very
well. Yeah, dada.
Aha. Check it well. Begin to do what you could not do before.
Oto le se tele bere sini se.
Thank you, Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Thank you, Jesus. Bring out your water. The rest of the prayer will go into that water now. So that once you drink that water, the water will counter the introjects. Father, in the name of
Jesus,
Father, let the Holy Ghost incubate this water in the name of Jesus. As you drink this water, every poison hiding in your body shall disappear. As you drink this water, every plant that the Father has not planted inside your body will be disgraced and evacuated in the name of
Jesus.
As you drink this water, the blood of Jesus shall sanitize your body. The blood of Jesus shall purge your body, shall purge your bone, shall purge your blood, shall purge your body, shall purge your bones, shall purge your blood in the name of
Jesus.
As you drink this water, every astral projection into your body shall be destroyed by fire. In the name of
Jesus.
It is written, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me.
The strangers shall fade away. And they shall be afraid out of their close places. The power to chase out strangers. Power to make the strangers flee. Fall upon this water now. Fall upon the water. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
The Lord blesses from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength. And from glory to glory. The forces of darkness you have seen today, you shall see them no more. Every introject in the body. Your time is up. Death! In the name of Jesus. The prayer requests that O Lord answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the name we share the grace, now drink your water. And don't drop the bottle here. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven thunderous hallelujah.